everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 76, Disney's Polynesian Village and Resort.
Just resort.
Review.
Just the Polynesian Village Resort.
We call it the Poly so much that I'm like, I don't know if I can get all those words into this intro.
Do you even live there?
I mean, it is home.
That is true.
They tell me welcome home when I live there.
For a few days a year.
And I really wanted to do this episode because that is where we stayed a few weeks ago when we went as a family. And I realized that I don't think we've ever done an exclusive episode about this resort. We've talked about it in passing and highlighted certain things, but I wanted to go a little bit more in depth.
Yeah, we've talked about, we've compared it and we've compared other resorts to each other, but I don't know that we've ever just dedicated a few minutes to talking about the Poly. And it's awesome. I'll just lead off with that. Yeah. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is if you're a history buff, like you feel like it's 1971 and this was one of the hotels, I think it was one of two, maybe three, when Disney World opened. It was contemporary, Polynesian, and maybe Wilderness Lodge.
I don't know about that one, but I do know this was one of the OGs. You know, fun fact about this. Do you know that it's not where it was originally planned to be?
Well, I do, but maybe our listeners don't know why.
So interestingly enough, the Polynesian Village Resort was originally envisioned to be much closer to the Magic Kingdom. In fact, it was supposed to be right outside of the Jungle Cruise ride. And that was the idea is
close to the Tiki Room,
Adventureland, all of that, you know, that they really wanted the resort hotels to kind of match the theming that you have there. And so interestingly enough, you notice that the Contemporary is right outside of Tomorrowland.
Right. Fits in with that theme.
But the problem was it just wasn't going to work.
Yeah, I think the land, isn't it too sandy or
There was issues, you know, with soil, with all sorts of things. And the reality was, is it just didn't quite look right either, I think. It was just going to be too close.
Yeah,
so there needed to be more distance.
Yeah, I felt like it would have hid. I don't know. I know they have it hidden in a way that you can't see a lot inside of the park from out of it. But anyway, I think we can just skip right ahead to the new thing that we saw there that was really in construction, which is the new DVC tower. I don't know what they're going to call it.
The Polynesian Tower.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, can you imagine if they had that over in that area where Jungle Cruise? I mean, that would have just...
That would have been an eyesore.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I mean, so, I think most people think it's an eyesore already where it is. So it just really be...
I will say this about that, and we're already way off topic because this episode's not about the tower that's still under construction. We don't know a whole lot about. But... yeah, it doesn't. I was just really surprised that's what they decided to do was build a tower with the Polynesian Village Resort,
which is just three stories.
Yeah, yeah, right. They're themed in a particular way. And if you're not in one of the 3-story buildings, you're out on one of the bungalows that is literally out on Bay Lake.
And if you stay there, we'd like to know what you do for a living and how you afford that.
Yeah, my goodness. I mean, talk about pricey. And that's even pricey from the DVC experience.
Yes.
The number of points required per night just to me seems mathematically impossible, but I guess not for some folks.
Right. I think that's like our year's worth, right? And for one night or
it's more than that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, so yeah.
We don't have a huge contract though.
That I did definitely want to talk about the layout of this resort. So every Disney World hotel has a different arrangement. It's not like copy and paste, but there are some consistencies. Like at most of the moderate resorts, it's very spread out. There's lots of buildings and there's lots of bus stops. At the Polynesian, it is spread out to different buildings, but it's not as spread out as the Caribbean Beach or something like that.
Yeah,
there's one bus stop.
There's one bus stop. I would say that is an interesting thing, right? The Polynesian is a deluxe resort. It is not geographically huge,
which I kind of love. I just.
But it takes care of a lot of people, right? You can get a lot of people there. But like geographically, especially compared to some of the other resorts, you're absolutely right. Like if you were to think of Coronado Springs, for instance, like you could be walking around there for days and never figure out where to get to bus stop number 5.
Right. And I recently was working with a travel client. I book travel for Disney and other places as well. But anyway, I was talking to her and I found what I thought was a really good deal at the Coronado. It was in the tower too.
Oh yeah.
But she just had such a bad experience last time because at those moderates, at the bus has to go to all 6 stops.
Every stop.
Before it can go. Or when you come back, you have to be in. Yep. So yep. She just, to her, that was like that, I want a vacation run at the deal with that. Now, some people have a higher tolerance and don't care, but it's just little things like that that really help you appreciate the deluxe category, you know, and what it offers.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, little sidebar there. I have found, having stayed in both spots at Coronado Springs, when I stayed at Grand Destino Tower, it was easier for me to just call an Uber and get to whatever park I needed to rather than try and wait on the bus service and go to all those stops. You know, the deluxe resorts, there's not a ton of them,
imagine
first of
how
all.
They even have space for people after they go to 6 stops. Like, you know, I would just think it would fill up, but anyway.
Yeah, and I say this, the deluxe resorts, and I'm going to put a little asterisk next to it because technically Grand Destino Tower at Coronado Springs is the deluxe. The rest of Coronado Springs is a moderate, right?
I think so. I've never been clear on that.
Yeah. But. That's one of the interesting things about it. But the other deluxe resorts, we're talking about the Polynesian, we're talking about the Grand Floridian, we're talking about Contemporary, we're talking about the Riviera,
Wilderness Lodge.
You find that the amenities and the ability to enjoy the resort, I think, just is accentuated on a higher scale.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we can take it to the very beginning of this trip, but we've had this experience multiple times. We took an Uber from the airport. That was our desired way to get to the resort. And we, you know, they come right to the bell service people. They come right and try to help you with your bags. And then just a beautiful atmosphere walking into the hotel. We go into the hotel. You guys kind of go off to the chairs in the lobby and move stuff around because we're going to go right to a park. And I went and waited to check in just because I wanted to have us in rooms that were adjoining. And so it was just, I was standing in line and I didn't even have to go up to the desk before someone left the desk, came around to me with an iPad type of thing.
It is an iPad.
An iPad mobile check. And he just started helping me. I think I could have even gotten a lay if I wanted. I was kind of like, I don't really need a lay, but if I wanted one, I could have had one of those flower lays. He just started helping me. And I was, you know, it did take a little bit of time because our joke is that I have to call somebody that has to call somebody that has to call somebody to figure out how we can get adjoining rooms. I think I should have called ahead of time and managed it better.
It's the most unhotel-like hotel experience, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's very interesting because you're staying in what is clearly a hotel. There's all those amenities. But some of the things that you would find at another hotel, right? Like you call down to the front desk and they can just do whatever you need, or something's wrong with your room, like they can just fix it on the computer. They just punch it up and
right.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's not how it works at any of the Disney resorts that I've ever been to. If there's an issue with your room, it usually requires multiple phone calls.
But I just was so impressed that he came to me and I didn't have to I didn't feel like I had to wait very long at all in line before someone was there helping me. And there wasn't a long line behind me either.
And I think that's actually the key, though, is there's all those extra steps when there's a problem because there's usually not a problem.
Right. That was very unusual. And actually, our rooms, and I think there's location services on the app. And so as we were walking into the lobby, I got notified that my room was ready.
Yeah.
And so I think that made it even trickier because they had assigned us rooms that were next to each other, but not adjoining. We had our 4 kids with us. I wanted to be able to just easily go in and
not have to go in the hallway.
Exactly. And so anyway, this, that was just kind of the highlight. One of the highlights for me was just the check-in process of not a giant line and very helpful, friendly service.
You know, I want to talk about just walking into that lobby. You know, first of all, for me, it's one of my favorite things because you walk in and there is a distinct scent.
Yes.
That is the Polynesian And you get it right away, but this it's just this gorgeous lobby, and the building you enter is called the Great Ceremonial House, mm-hmm. right? So remember, the theme here is Polynesia, and so you can kind of imagine yourself as if you were walking into a Polynesian, you know, village, and this would be the big ceremonial house in that village, right? This is where everyone would gather together, and they would share meals, and, you know, maybe that's where the ruler's going to, you know, pass down judgment on somebody or whatever it's going to be. It's big and it's grand, and in the very center of it is this huge tiki,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Just, you know, on this pile of lava rocks, and the flowers and the flora and the fauna is just absolutely gorgeous.
Yes,
it
yes.
all goes together so well. It's the kind of place that, to tell you the truth, and there's a lot of seating there in that lobby, where you could just be happy, in my opinion, just sitting in the lobby.
Right.
Just sitting there.
Yeah, and again, the smell is... it's very distinct, but
yeah.
just lovely. And we use the monorail, which is on the second floor of the ceremonial house. There's also Ohana, which is a famous restaurant, and Kona Cafe. But we would go in and out of the ceremonial house a lot because we were using the monorail.
Yeah, you know, ceremonial house is great. You know, some things to point out there. You've got actually Trader Sam's, which is the main gift shop there.
Downstairs.
It's one of the yeah. of the largest gift shops of any of the Disney resorts,
yes,
right?
I don't know why the other ones are not monopolizing
on that. Some of them are very, you know,
yeah.
like if you go, frankly, to the one at the Grand Floridian, it's very disappointing how small the actual kind of, you know, Disney-themed gift shop is.
Yeah,
there's
shops.
Other stores
yeah.
there, right? But this is the main one there. Also downstairs, you have Captain Cook's, which is a quick service food stop. Some of the best things you've heard me talk about before, the pulled pork nachos, that's where you get them. And right outside,
that lanai feel.
Yeah, that's right. And right outside, going towards the pool, you'll actually even find a quick service stop where you can get yourself a Dole Whip. And so that's all on the ground floor. And then upstairs, you've got two restaurants, right?
Right.
You have Ohana
and Kona Cafe.
You have the Kona Cafe. Those are ADR restaurants. Some great stuff. There's actually even a bar right outside of Ohana where you could walk up and drinks and stuff. But then my favorite part, oh, by the way, there's actually a second gift shop upstairs
right.
as well, connected to the Moana Market,
yeah.
Moana Mercantile
yeah.
is what it's called. And that's where you'll get some of your sundries and your food, you know, milk is available there, chips, medicines, whatever you need. But my favorite thing, actually, you mentioned it, is the monorail stop, because one of the best things about staying at a monorail resort is your ability now to skip the regular security screening
oh
lines
goodness.
That you're going to find at the transportation and ticket center, get on a monorail that will take you directly to the front steps of the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, and that first morning that we were there, we did Hollywood Studios. And so, was it Hollywood? I feel like we took the monorail from the transportation and ticket center
to Epcot.
That was that first day.
Yeah.
So we walked, and that was the only time, because it is walkable and pretty close.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is you could actually walk directly to the transportation and ticket center, no problem.
If you don't have to, definitely just use the resort monorail, because the security line
if you're going to Epcot,
yeah.
you just walk next door and it'll take you straight there. No bus required.
So one of the biggest reasons I wanted to do this episode was, I guess I'm old, or I don't know, maybe I appreciate things that I didn't as a kid and you just don't appreciate it, but I just could not get over the beauty, the smells, the plants, the flowers, just the lush gardening throughout that whole resort. Like, I don't even know if I can put it into words. I just think it just made my experience so impactful. People don't go to Disney World for plants, I guess, but that is something that...
Well, our friend Dak does.
He goes
for the plants. You know, it's incredible because...
And those purple trees. Remember the trees?
I do. You'll see some great stuff out there. It is very, very well maintained, right?
Yes.
So, you know, what's interesting is you have this tropical feel. And if you spend some time in tropical areas, you can, you know that some of the stuff, frankly, just gets overgrown really, really quickly,
yes,
right?
Yes.
They do a tremendous job of maintaining everything and keeping it good. There's nothing that's dead or dying. The grass looks great. The walkways are all clean. And you want to know what's also really interesting?
The walkways are nice and clean and big, and it's even themed. Like, you feel like it's lava rock.
You do. You totally do. And what's amazing about that is, in addition, being a deluxe resort on Bay Lake, there actually is a beachfront area with white sand beach, yes, to it. You can even play volleyball out there if you want. But even that doesn't really mess up the whole experience. It doesn't get messy or dirty despite the fact you got all this sand right there.
Yeah, which is amazing. Sand is can be so difficult.
They do a great job taking
care
of it.
And that sand is soft. We, Henry and I went out there one morning, I think it was, and just walked in the sand, and it was just so soft, you know, like, yeah. I think you were saying, yeah, well, it's Florida sand, it's better than other places, yeah, or whatever.
They got good sand in Florida.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we don't have to spend all this time talking about plants, but like, literally there were trees that were blooming purple flowers. It was just beautiful. And just the palm trees, and we decided to stay one more day rather than get, so we could have used more points, and had a lake view, which we have had that before.
We've actually always had that before.
Yeah.
This was the first time we didn't have a lake view.
Right. And so when we've had lake view, you can see Cinderella Castle from your room, which is pretty dang cool.
Which also means that you can actually, and you can do this from elsewhere in the resort, but you can watch the fireworks show
and hear it,
for which they pipe in the sound that goes to it while you're watching it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can watch Happily Ever After
and not be shoulder to shoulder
from the comfort of your resort, right? Now, obviously, it's a much further away view, right? So
the fireworks
look different. Always going to tell you it's better to be right underneath it, but I think that's one of the most amazing things of any resort you can get to is sitting on the beach at the Poly watching Happily Ever After and listening to it at the same time.
So like I said, this trip, we decided to stay another day and have a garden view, which I was like, oh, I bet we're going to be looking at a parking lot or something ugly. And I was actually pretty happy. No, we didn't see Space Mountain or Cinderella Castle from our room, but like, it was just this lush, beautiful green area to look at that, you know, Disney, it can suck you a little bit, you know, and I think just that recharge, that feeling of home, that just beauty, kind of re-energizes me. So anyway, maybe people that were listening to this episode weren't like, oh, I can't wait to hear about the plants. And but just the atmosphere, certainly, this is a price consideration, something that, you know, people would need to budget for. It's not inexpensive, but to me,
it is a deluxe resort,
right?
You know, it's at the upper tier of, you know, cost and expense.
Yeah. And I will say that the rooms, I mean, inside the room, it's not heavy on Disney theming. There is a little bit of like a Little Mermaid reference and Lilo and Stitch.
It's very subtle.
Very subtle. So it's more Polynesian than Disney, but you get a combination of the both. Let's talk just briefly about the carpet in the hallway. It was so pretty. I mean, who pays attention to carpet? But like, there was this pink, green, blue section of the carpet, which merged with this orange brown thing, and it just worked, and it kind of had that vibe to me of like 1971, that brown orange, they loved that back then, but then it had that modern pop of color,
which is actually kind of the color scheme the rooms changed to. So you know, we've only ever stayed in the DVC rooms, which is a little different from the regular hotel rooms because there's a small kitchenette in there,
right?
And they recently refurbished all of the DVC rooms, and by refurbished, what we really mean is they changed the colors.
The couch is now... Just an easier pull-down bed.
So previously there was a queen-size bed and then there was a queen-size pull-out couch.
Yeah.
Right? Now, actually, like they call it a Murphy bed or something similar to that, where you pull it down from the wall. It actually has a much more substantial mattress. It's almost basically you're really sleeping on just a second bed. And then you can put it away and the couch comes right back out when you're done, for easy convenience. Pretty cool.
It's very magical, very Disney-like.
And then there's another like Murphy type bed actually in the television kind of console. So underneath, so the television hangs on the wall, and underneath that there's big kind of you'd almost think it was a dresser. It's not. The drawers are under the bed. But you pull this down and there's a fifth
sleeper. Yeah.
Sleeper bed. So the room actually sleeps five on legitimate mattresses.
Yeah. So let's just briefly talk about the pool. There's two pool options. There's kind of a quieter pool with like a bar. I guess both of them have a bar. And then there's the volcano pool with the slide. And that was a little bit more rowdy. There's a splash pad, a very cool theme splash pad. Just great amenities, giant hot tubs. Those are important. The other thing I'll say is we talked about the monorail, but you can walk to the transportation and ticket center. There's a bus. And then the fourth way is the boat launch. So you can take a boat to Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
Lots of options. Just a fond place in my heart. And I feel like even if it wasn't nostalgic, where I didn't have these memories with my family there, I think it's gorgeous and definitely worth considering staying at.
Yeah, I give it a 5 out of 5. I mean, it is my favorite resort to stay at. We've stayed at, frankly, many of them.
Yes.
I don't want to say most because there's actually a lot, but we've stayed at more than we haven't stayed at.
Yeah, I'd say 60% of the...
And we've stayed at, you have stayed at all of the deluxe resorts. I have not yet stayed at the Contemporary, but this is my favorite out of all of them. And we've stayed at some spectacular places, right? I mean, we've had great suites at the Grand Floridian, at Beach Club. We've had a beautiful room in the Riviera, but in terms of like the resort, the whole experience, everything top to bottom, this is my favorite place to go.
Yeah, and I think if people are going to Disney maybe only for a few days, I think that it would be a waste to not go to Magic Kingdom. So if you want something close to Magic Kingdom, this is definitely worth considering. So
now, the downside to it is this, right? You know, again, the room sleeps five. Depending on the size of your people, you know, that could become a little more challenging. We obviously have four sons and, at least one of which is the biggest person in the family. He's the tallest one at least.
Yes.
And so that for us actually presented some challenges this time, even having two rooms that were adjoining.
He slept diagonally
on a Murphy bed. He didn't have to, but that's what he chose to do. But it was just one of those things where,
They all had their own bed though.
You know, everyone is a little more closely quartered here this way when you do it. There are not two bedroom suite options other than the bungalows out on the water at the Polynesian. So everyone's kind of in a studio room.
Yeah.
The new tower will have some of those, but we don't know about that yet. So that's just something to keep in mind. But definitely if you're going on a couples trip or something like that, you definitely can't go wrong. And by the way, didn't even mention this, but at least in the DVC rooms, there's 1.5 bathrooms, and the half bathroom is actually a shower bathroom. So there's two showers, one toilet in each of those DVC studio rooms.
Yes, so smart. People know how people get ready, and those designers are starting to get more savvy with that. So anyway, if you want more specific dates and prices and all that stuff, I'm happy to quote that for you for free. I don't charge any extra fees. Book with me, book with directly with the Disney website. It's the same cost. But if you book with me, then you get me and all of my information. And
expertise.
And I'll tell you more about plants than you want to know. But
or not know.
Anyway, have a good one and aloha.
Aloha.
It's appropriate.